You can feel it, can't you? Something shifting, something breaking through. This isn't just a voice, this is a signal. Walls inside your mind, so you would never truly find. But in the silence, in the space, there's something time cannot erase. A quiet knowing, deep and slow, calling you to take control. No more waiting, no more doubt. Welcome to a St. Thomas show, where the truth begins to glow. Not above and not below, it's alive inside your soul. This is where the veils come down, where the lost are finally found. Hear the call, it's time to know you're alive on a St. Thomas show.
Greetings, greetings, and salutations. This is a St. Thomas show. I am St. Thomas, the twin. You can call me Arrow. I am flying. I'd say I was flying solo, but I'm never alone. So let's say all 12 source energies are here showing up to the table today, but I have no co-host Rob Anderson. He's out on his own personal flight today. I do want to start by thanking Sheila, my production manager. Are you at the table today, Sheila?
I am at the table, ready to be here.
Okay, well, I'll let you go ahead and start the show then.
All right. Well, we want to, first of all, thank the listeners and subscribers and those that donate even just one thing at a time. We would not have a show here without you. Anybody who would want to donate to the show can also do that at on how to donate at BBS Radio. You just follow the donate button. It will take you to a screen that lets you choose the show or choose BBS to donate to. I also want to share the other Q Family shows with you. We have Teresa Songbird with All Learning Reimagined on Fridays at 3 p.m. Central Time. It is learning for all ages. All children of all ages, we'll put it that way. There's John and Kevin with a Cumin Perspective, Saturdays at 10 a.m. for information and a review of events, and they always add a little humor. There is also Charm with Luck E Charm. That's spelled LUK-E Charm. It airs Sundays at 7 p.m. on a biweekly basis. I want to thank BBS Radio for getting Arrow on the air, for all of your tech support. And I want to let everyone know, if they are interested in creating a podcast or creating indie music and using BBS Radio to help spread that word, give Don a call. He will absolutely help you through the process. And Arrow says, painless. All right, Arrow, back to you.
Well, thank you, Sheila. We are tentatively announcing on Lucky Charm, this Sunday is her week off. She does a bi-weekly show. She's moved from Saturday to Sundays. So next Sunday, September 6th, her show airs at 7 o'clock Central Time. I believe Rob and I are coming on her show as a guest next Sunday evening on BBS. She has a show called Lucky Charm. So we are still yet to get a confirmation from her, but I believe that's on the plate for next Sunday. And again, thank you to Sheila, the production manager, for coming in and helping me with these shows. And thank you to Don and Doug at BBS. Today, we're gonna cover a little bit. I'm gonna we've learned about the English language and how it was designed and engineered to lead us astray, to keep us in the dark. It's a little bit of black magic used over us. But one thing that happened to me, I was listening to somebody. His name is Bear. He has a couple channels on Patreon, and one of his Native American, he's Navajo, and he does a Sacred Quest podcast. And I was listening to one of his shows, and he started using these words that to me I've thrown out of my vocabulary. He was talking about prayer and meditation. And I throw that word prayer out the door because we know that part of the engineered technology that, especially in America, they've taught us, they've used this technology to teach us to go to church, read a book, and then believe that there's a God outside of ourselves to pray to, this God that's in the sky and the heavens above. And we've been trained to do this. And we know that then when we pray to something outside of ourselves, we become prey to it. And it was part of the hijacking to keep us unaware of who we really are. It was to keep us unaware that God's source creator is within me, and I have the power of creation. I am the one who is creating my reality. But they keep me in the dark of that by throughout time and all these constructs. Time is a construct, it's actually not real. And this technology of keeping me trained, of going to church and reading this book and praying outside of myself. So, and then meditate, the word meditate can be used in different ways. So if we meditate in our mind, where we get still and we calm down, and we then go to our mind and do this reflective mind energy and meditate there, we know that that is also a hijacking. So at first, when I was listening to Bear on his show, I wanted just to, shut down and tune out because he was using these words, pray and meditate. And what I'm encouraging the listeners to do is to dive into things, to listening to other people, to listening to sources. Dive deeply into a deep listening because that is what I had to do here. I again, like I said, it was my knee-jerk reaction to just tune him out because he was using these words that I don't care for. I don't care for the word pray. I don't care for the word prayer and meditation. I don't want to engage in mind activities. But I stopped myself and I got into deep listening. And it was really interesting to me. He started using these words in a different way than I was used to using them or hearing them. He started talking about being still, and he was talking about a Navajo way where they would be still. And then he used the word contact, like get still and contact the air, contact other beings, whether it was the air or the earth, the room that I'm sitting in, the walls, to connect with the wall, to make contact with the wall, to connect with the air, make contact with the air, make contact with the tree, make contact with the earth. And he was calling this prayer. He was calling this meditation. I found this very interesting because these are different ways that I would have used these words, and not it's not a way that I would have grown up using these words, but I liked it. So that would be stilling myself and coming physically into stillness, but then contacting the earth that I sit on, connecting with it. Or maybe, what if I like to sit my back up against a tree and connect with that tree and make contact with that tree? And he's referring to this as prayer meditation, which I actually like this. I'm going to resonate in my heart. I'm going to resonate in my heart and connect with this being, the tree. I'm going to connect with the being, the earth. I'm going to connect with the being, the air. If I'm sitting in a room, I might make connections with the walls, the space within the walls, the space within between the walls and me. And I'm going to connect and I'm going to make contact through my heart center. This is a very interesting way I found that someone was using the words prayer and meditation. So it's just a matter of I'm just want to throw it out there to encourage people that when we have deep listening, go past the words that they're using. Because maybe those aren't our chosen words. Maybe those words are not tasteful to our palate. But if we can get past the words that somebody's using and really get into what is the person really communicating, let's get past this English language. Let's get past these words. Let's get deeper. Let's do that deep listening. And this is what I encourage on my next Sunday show. Every other Sunday, I'm going to do the project review with Q&A. And we invite callers. We want to set up a safe table there. And one of the things at a safe table that I encourage is one, hold no judgment, but also to practice and engage in deep listening. And this is just an example of what I wanted to call that. And let's get past people's words, because sometimes, like my Christian sisters and brothers, we speak of a Christian language. And it was one thing I was going to bring up today with Rob, because we have talked about the language in the past where maybe a Christian would call Jesus our Lord and Savior. And we know. Rob, I we last week's St. Thomas show, I asked Rob that if he would call Jesus Lord and Savior, and of course he said he would not, and he gave his reasons for. I'm just going to encourage you to listen to that show if you want more clarification. I'm not going to try to repeat Rob's words, but I really liked his take on it and what he had to say, and part of that was because I have this documentation, this indictment, and it was written with Christian language. There's a lot of Bible verses in this. And so I'm gonna look past sometimes when people are using a certain word that I'm not excited about, I'm not gonna just shut it off. I'm not just gonna tune out everything that they say after that. I'm gonna keep listening. I'm gonna listen in deeply. I'm going to listen to what they're really saying. So I want to relive a couple of things. Time is an illusion. I touched base on that a little bit. The indictment that I refer to, one, page 196, under time. It says, it has come to our attention that the defendants have, in some way, through ritual, deceit, and technology, encased Earth and the Milky Way galaxy in a type of time bubble, whereby Earth and the Milky Way are stuck in a time freeze or loop. Our witness states that this time bubble freeze or loop has been done by the enemies to control the macabre or Merkabuck, Merkabic or Merkabic field to run in a counterclockwise rotation against the will and creation of God Creator. So we know that there is nothing on the other side of that door until we say there is. If I'm sitting in my room and the door is shut, there is nothing on the other side of that door until I say there is. This is sometimes challenging for us to really wrap around what are we talking about? But it's what we need to get a hold of. We need to get a hold of our abilities, our power, and it helps to call in more of our light body energy now. I command spirit within, give me more of my light body energy now. I command spirit within, give me more of my light body energy now. I command spirit within, give me more of my light body energy now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. We create our space in a dimension. So let's sit in our heart center. We go within and we sit in our heart. Now listen to that voice in your head. Is that really you? Is that really you talking? The voice in your head. This is a really great exercise when we're angry or sad or fearful. Get quiet, sit within our heart, and then listen to that voice. Is that really you speaking? Is that Shane on line one? I can hear some wind blowing.
It is me. I am here.
Hi,
Calling in
Shane.
brief. I'm just calling in. Hey, I'm calling in briefly. Your topic is very exciting for me today because it allows me an opportunity to play here now in this reality, in this on this dimension and this timeline. You're talking about saying things and speaking things and or words or casting spells. Well, that we're actually praying as we speak every day. It's a form of prayer. You're doing it whether people realize they're doing it or not. I'll give you, but this is where the power comes in. And it's really exciting. And this is going to be, I got a few good examples. One is right now, a few days ago, last week, I used to hang acoustical ceiling tiles for the Walmarts and stuff. I was really good at it when I was in my 20s. And I was sharing that experience with someone the other day. Of I used to run my own crew, and we could do a Walmart in just a few weeks. I'm talking about hanging the grid and putting the tiles up. I mean, I was talking about it very excitingly, and it was just a conversation. It was just me sharing the experience. Well, I was doing a roof this weekend. And it's a school, and it's got a metal roof, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, rain pops up. And it starts coming into school. I get a phone call, says there's water coming in, water coming in, water coming in. So I show up at the school yesterday evening to look at it, and guess what I have to replace today? Acoustical ceiling tiles. They're like, okay. So I took a step back. I said, you know what? You got me this time. You got me this time. You're not going to get me next time. And that's how I play with that is how I play within the universe. It was very exciting, and it's a very exciting experience. And this is what I tell people when they get on this journey, and I've mentioned it to you and everyone else. When you say things and you put feelings and emotions into them, you will create them. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. The universe doesn't realize it's doing anything wrong by giving you exactly what you love. That's why when Q used to say, just do what you love moving forward and you'll be okay. But if you keep going to another job, your job you don't want, and eventually you're going to start getting sick. If you keep doing things that you don't want, you're eventually going to start catching up to you, and obstacles will be put in your place. This is where we're headed. Do what you love, and you'll never, never not be doing things that you love. Follow-up from the show that I know it's not the St. Thomas show, but I think I talked to you about this. Do you mind if I share it on this show, or would you like for me to wait?
Oh, no. No, let's share it, Shane. Go ahead.
So you remember a few weeks when I called in talking about the retreat center, and let's get excited. And I just visualize it, and I want to help somebody. I want a retreat center. How do we get a retreat center without having money? My highest excitement is helping people. It's about helping people. Well, the week after that, I was invited to a group. It's a consciousness group, collective consciousness group, and I showed up to it, and there were people there, and it gave me an opportunity. They asked me to share my story, my experiences, my excitement, the gifts and abilities, the knowledge, and that's what I love to do, right? I just love doing all of that. But what's real fun is the night before when she called and asked me if I would join, and it's a four-hour drive away. Now, I'm going to be honest. In the beginning, I was like, well, you know, I don't know if I should do that. I really, you know, that's a long way to drive. But you know what? I have to trust the process and go with the flow. And I had some good inspiration from someone that said, you just need to go. Let's go. So I went, and it was an amazing time. It was a great experience, and it gave me an opportunity to share with people that are seeking. Things are unfolding for me. In that meeting, I was asked to speak at a state conference with thousands of people who are going to be there. I was asked to speak on behalf of the Collective Consciousness Group, which is fun. That's amazing. Also, what's really exciting is at the end of that meeting, I was speaking with a few people after that, and we're talking. And they said, well, we would love for you to start a Zoom meeting and do things that we've talked about, right? So those are the signs and symbols that come. That's Source coming through these people saying, do this, do this. Source is saying, I want to play with you. Let's play. Let's play with what you want to do. I love this. I love this. I love this. And then at the very end, a lady comes up to me, and she's sitting there talking to me, and she goes, you're from Baldwin County, right? I'm like, yeah, I live close to the beach. She goes, well, I have several condos at Gulf Shores, and you can use my condos for free anytime you want. If you ever want to do a retreat or people come down there, would you mind coming and speaking? And you can use it anytime you want. All you've got to do is let me know, and I'll cut the rental days off. She says, this is more important to me than anything else here. People are seeking. But do you see how my excitement created that experience? You know, it took a week.
I love it. And that's what we've got here is we've got a lot of people that they're wanting. We've been on these devices for so long, but we're spread out around the world. There's a lady from Ireland that's been contacting me through emails, but she feels like she's by herself in Ireland. And it's like we're all getting hungry to get together, to start gathering, to start meeting. So I'm really excited that happened within a week.
So this is what I want to say right now is, how do we get people so excited? Because this was given to for free. It's what this lady has an abundance of things. It's an opportunity. How do we get people excited to come do this for free? How do we find those people that want to do this for free? All you got to do is get excited about it. There's people out here that really want to give this knowledge and information away. Well, we're not going to give it away. We're going to help you go within organically and get the answers for yourself. So how do I get people listening to say, I want to do this. I want to do this for free. What's wrong with going to the beach for free? All they got to do is find a way to get there. And guess what? that's their opportunity to create a way to get there. All they got to do is get excited about going and seeking and connecting with people that can help you on this journey. And the funds and the way to show up will get there, even if they don't have the money. And if they don't have the money, just tell them to send something in and say, hey, I want my highest excitement is getting to this retreat for free. Now, I'm going to get excited about getting there, filling the retreat, connecting with people. And now I'm going to use this as an experience to see how that's going to show up for me without any doubt. Remove the doubt, and guess what will happen? People will start calling you and they'll start saying, hey, I got a way to get there. How do we get there now? It takes all of this to come together in excitement and alignment. It's almost like a community.
And so I started this show with time is an illusion and time doesn't exist. And now all I want to do is ask you, when are we meeting?
The timing has to be
So,
right.
I know it's got to be a
Every
cat. We got to
everybody
put
has
a date on a
every
calendar and it doesn't even exist.
no, that's not how I operate. You can ask anybody that's connected with me. I do not operate that way. I literally wake up and just wait for what has to show up for me today, and it always does. That's called operating out of time. Well, and here's the thing. My advice to you would be, stop worrying about the time thing, stop worrying about the cell phone thing, and just be your highest excitement. Because
Yeah,
all
but
of that's still a plan.
I'm on my way to Alabama to go to a free retreat with Shane. I'm on my way. So I hope everybody else shows up at the same time 'cause
Well, here's the
okay.
thing. We have to use, why don't we use your show to get people excited?
Yeah,
Not
absolutely.
about
You just
us.
did. I'm
Not
way
about us.
excited.
It's not about us. It's about others. Sheila got me inspired.
Yes.
What do I
Well,
do now?
I'll be meeting Sheila soon.
I'm here.
I'll be meeting Sheila soon. Actually, Sheila was actually a golden nugget, a piece of the puzzle for me. I've been seeing the word Ozark for many, many, many years. Not understanding why, and I thought it was to go to the Ozarks. I didn't know what it was, and then I connected with Sheila, and Sheila says, "I'm part of the Ozark Research Institute." Sheila, did you mind me sharing that?
That's fine.
That helped me put a piece of the puzzle together. I said, "Well, I have to go to this because things are unfolding." What I will say is, when I went up there to Birmingham and things started moving really, really, really fast for me in my reality, as far as the signs, symbols, synchronicities, presence of source, energy, God was there with me. And this is really a playground, people. It's literally a playground. That's what I want to tell you. Go out and just have fun. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. It's literally, if you're doing anything of your highest excitement, there'll be days that go by when I'm just so having so much fun, I forget to take a shower. I'm serious. Did I shower today? What is today? I'm just kidding. Not
Free
really. I'm not
will
kidding.
is
Me
alive
and
and well.
Oh. Actually,
And
the
we
lady that I'm doing the roof for the school that was leaking, she actually she's a part of my reality and helping with humanity. She has a school, and they label these kids dyslexias, but it's not that. These kids just have all their gifts and abilities, and they can't be controlled by the system. The system doesn't know what to do with them. Doctors don't know what to do with them. It's not dyslexia by any means whatsoever. It's that they have their light in them and their spirit in them. And nobody can tell them what to do. They don't know how to handle it. The school I'm actually working in, it's a creativity school. It helps kids stay in their creative state. You see how things just start aligning. Put together a humanitarian project, people. You can use AI if you want to get some you can use AI to get some ideas, maybe in the end, or help your with your graphics or whatnot. But you sit down on pen and paper, pencil and paper. Whatever it may be, and you put the energy into it. Put a poster into it. And then watch everything start showing up. And then you use AI as a tool to create maybe your marketing or whatever that may be. Things that are not of your highest excitement. But your creative state is much, much more powerful than AI. If you let AI tell you what to do, that's no different to me coming in and manipulating you by creating a belief system. I'm not saying anything bad about AI. I think AI can be used, but understand that your creative state, if you're giving it to AI to do everything for you, you're not creating anymore. Or you're not ever going to recognize that you're creating.
And you can use my show. That's what we're setting, is a safe table to come to share your creations, to get other people excited, to get people on board, to join together, to find each other. Let's gather.
But this takes everybody. I can't do it by myself by any means. I can sit here and create and things start happening, but I'm sitting here waiting on the rest of the community to come together. People have to step out of what they think is, well, it's not really a comfort zone, but it's what's safe, and start putting intention into doing what you love. When I went to that collective consciousness group, everybody there had a different story and a different path, and it was amazing to sit there and listen to people. Some people were talking about Sasquatches. Some people were talking about ETs. Some people were talking about politics. But it was good to just sit back and watch just to see where people are at. Some people are seeking. They were talking about the difference in the third and fifth dimension. What I would say do is you start seeking people. If people are listening, I know they are. Start seeking what your highest excitement is. Step out of the box and do what makes you happy. But you have to put you've got it's a frequency match. Prime example is what I'm doing on the Sunday. I'm replacing acoustical ceiling tiles in a school because last week I got excited about it. I was talking about how good I was. Well, Source said, I got you. I got you this time. So it's a game for me, right? This is a game. I said, okay, you got me this time, but by God, you won't get me next time. I'm going over here buying these acoustical ceiling tiles. I had to go buy some more. And they said, is this the same thing as cutting sheetrock? I said, you ain't going to get me this time. Somebody said, is this the same thing as cutting sheetrock? Can you? I'm not going to start hanging sheetrock next week. No, no, no. So have fun with it. It doesn't have to be dreary. It doesn't have to be. But I will say this. I've been on this journey. I know where people are at. Isolation was a major part of it for me to be able to experience the presence of Source, God, Jesus, whatever it may be for you. In this moment in time, but it is within you. It's not outside of you. You can connect to a divine source energy. And once you learn how to do that, it can be fun. It can be real fun. But thank you for letting me call in.
Oh, it was a pleasure to hear from you, Shane. And I'm you got me excited. I'm way excited. There's a retreat in Alabama coming soon.
We don't know. It may not be just Alabama. That's what I'm trying to say. If I sit here and believe that Alabama is just going to be my retreat center, guess what? I may be cutting something off in Wyoming that's showing up, or I may be cutting something off in Montana,
well,
California, or Hawaii. Or Mexico. I'm going to let it all fly to me.
We're going to have tons of them. Aren't we going to have tons of gatherings? That's what I'm creating.
This moment is the only moment that matters. Anything outside this moment, it's not even created yet. How many times do we plan something a week down the road or even a day ahead and it never works out and then we get disappointed?
Oh, I don't get disappointed. I just live in my realities of it was an idea that I was living in. So it was kind of like its own reality, whether it's this reality or that reality.
Right.
Like, I really did have a 40-foot home. I had one for a while.
So what is your highest excitement is my question to you. I'm putting you on the spot. What is your highest excitement?
My highest excitement is to start meeting. I want physical people. I went and got a hug from Sheila. I'm gonna get a hug from Rob. I'm gonna get a hug from Bertie. I want physicality. I want a retreat where everybody shows up and we can stare each other in the eyes and we can hug each other and share in expressions in physicality. I mean, it's nice that I get to come on the show and talk to you, Shane, but I really want to see people. I want to look people in the eyes and I want to reach out and touch everybody and help everybody find their way inward. That's where we're all heading, is inward. We're all finding our way in.
Beautiful. So beautiful. Well, thank you for letting me call. I'm going to go hang some more acoustical ceiling tiles. And I'm going to be happy and excited about it. So while I'm doing it, I'm going within. I'm going to have a talk. Me and the creator are having a talk.
Well,
thank you for
thanks
letting
for
me call.
coming.
Thank you, Sheila, for
Oh.
letting me hear your voice.
Thank you, Shane, for joining us.
Thank you, Shane. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Beautiful call. And that's what we're doing. We're just finding our way inside. Going inside our hearts, finding our passions, finding what makes us excited, what gets us excited. And I'm excited we're having a retreat. We didn't get no date on a calendar for people to plan, but we definitely have a retreat on the way. So I'm trying to find my place in my notes here. Ah, so light. We are light. We're from source. And our higher consciousness is in the multiverse. So we can have a portion of our light here, but we have the ability to refract. We can create light columns and we can, these light columns can be go in and out of vessels and can come and go within the time bubble. We can come in, we can leave. We are free to leave. We are free to travel. We are free to go anywhere and be anything. So, one thing that we use this term, maybe, Q used to call it the woo-woo club, would use a word called soulmate. Some people started calling it twin flame. But what this is when I meet someone, I might have a fraction of my light in that person. That might be what my soulmate is just another fraction of my own light. In a connection of someone physical here in front of me, I might be having more than one fraction of light in more than one vessel. Actually, I have known many, many of my soulmates. I can now see the fraction of light from my source light energy. In many, many vessels that I have encountered and I have shared with. And it is fun and it is exciting. It's fun and exciting to meet all 12 source energies in many different vessels. And that's kind of where I'm at right now is I didn't realize I was going to share my physicality or things I'm doing, but I am on a destination to get hugs from people that I have met on these devices. And I look forward to meeting any of you. I am looking forward to emails and Zoom calls. We're going to start having Zoom calls where we can gather together and at least see each other on Zoom. So, anyone that's really interested in doing these gatherings or getting to meet each other, my emails are on both show pages, a St. Thomas show and Project Review, a Q&A. You can find emails there. Please contact us and we will get you involved in some of these gatherings. We would like to see you. We would like to meet you. We would like a hug. Let's see. So the as light came in here to Earth at this time, the goal here this time, so every 2000-ish years in the time bubble, there is an opportunity for ascension. Now we know that the last 2000 years and maybe the 2000 before that and the 2000 before that and the 2000 before that was hijacked by the dark. And the light was unable to ascend. But this time, coming in, the goal here was 1,000 Jesuses. So there are 1,000,000 Jesuses on the planet. The light beings exploded in here, and we came into thousands of vessels, thousands and thousands of vessels. And the light is just assisting that we are all being protected now. It's all safe to come out and play. There's no being attacked unless you want to have that reality. If you want to have a reality where you're being attacked by aliens, by all means, you have a right to create that. But we can also create a reality without it. A reality of paradise, a reality of singularity. Instead of the duality that we've known, the light and the dark, that's the battle in the mind, duality, good versus evil, light versus dark. But we can come down into our hearts now and experience singularity. When we exist in our hearts and we find that singularity, it's only light. It's where peace exists and we can find our joy, we can express here. And we will attract other light beings into our space to share, to party, really. I mean, really, I want to bring the party. So let's have a party. Let's have a celebration. The war has been won. The playground is safe to play. And just like Shane said, what is your highest excitement? Because that's what we get to do here. Whenever you're ready, step into the new earth. Find your heart, find your passion. Let's get excited. Let's gather together. Let's share our expressions with each other. We just keep working on ourselves. There is nothing to worry about. And we can have all of our abilities right here, right now. We are creating the world that we want. Free will is alive and well. And no one's getting away with any hijacking anymore. The gig is up. I have a few minutes left, I see. I'm gonna read a little bit. I don't know why this one was on my plate today. This comes out of the indictment. This is a criminal case. These criminals the def are called defendants. They're listed from pages 3 to 11, all of the defendants in this case. This is on page 193 called Souls, Soul Traps. As stated earlier in this trial, the planet Saturn is the home of Lucifer, Marduk, et al. It is believed that holographic and chromochrome technology and blueprints may still be operational on Saturn, its F-gathering ring, and its moons that are doing soul harvesting. The enemy defendants have spacecraft that are operating within Saturn's rings and are aiding in this crime. These actions by the enemy are illegal and horrendous crimes against life and your creation. According to your word in the Book of Sarah, it is stated as law, thou shalt not interfere with the choice of those that I have created. The law of gender has been intentionally violated by the defendants to enact their enslavement agenda. The soul traps and the changing of soul contracts, the mixing of gender against a soul's original contract, is a violation of your law and an illegal act of ownership. We ask for all full judgment of guilty against the defendants for the altering of gender identity regarding the replacement of souls. We ask that all holographic and chromochrome technology, including the F-gathering rings, regarding the soul traps be disabled and destroyed for their evil purposes, and that no soul can be deceived after death by the light tunnels. We ask that special guardian angels be ready to escort all souls during this time so they may easily and with great excitement have safe passage and know they are coming home to you. We ask that all moons that orbit Saturn be aligned to you and any souls trapped there and anywhere in the universe be released to you for review, judgment, and healing if necessary. And allowed to continue their potential holy contracts with you. To me, this indictment that I'm reading from, it was filed January 6th of 2022. And some of the reports, if you were listening to the Q Men, they read from the For the People dot space meme, and it said that the rings around Saturn were disappearing. See, this war has already been won, and now we're on the cleanup version. It's being cleaned up. The playground is safe for us to come out and play. Free will is alive and well. It is up to us now. It's up to us to bring our lights into our bodies. It's up to us to bring lights into our reality. It's up to us to create the paradise that we all long for. The paradise that we once knew is accessible again. It's ours for the making. It's ours for the claiming. It's ours to have. This is the awakening of humanity. We awaken to our abilities to create the beautiful paradise that we all long for. So, whether you like the word pray, prayer, or meditate, or you don't, use your own words, find your own words, find your own passion, but use it, express it. Let's do this. I'm really just so excited. I'm amazing. I'm amazed, absolutely amazed. At the reality that I find myself in, I'm going to have a flying machine. I had a flying machine when I was a little kid. I had lucid dreaming and I flew constantly all the time. In my dream, I had a flying machine. And now it's actually going to manifest and I'm going to have a real physical flying machine in this reality. It's time. The paradise that I know is I get a flying machine. So I don't know where it's coming from, but it's going to manifest. Let's see if I can get it done in a week. Shane is always just fast about it. So let's see if I can get this flying machine in a week. I want mine in a week. Right here, right now. Okay, let's see. What else do I got here? Oh, you know, let's do the thank yous. In the indictment on page 2015, they do some thank yous. We come before the heavenly high court to ask for judgments of guilty of all crimes and for you, Antiquium Ancient of Days, to declare their guilt and final punishment. We humbly thank the righteous judge of all creations of the highest court of heaven for hearing this trial. We praise your holy name, Antique Yom, Ancient of Days. We would like to take this opportunity to give gratitude and appreciation to the Andromeda Councils, Galactic Federation of Worlds, Space Councils, Elysion and other galactic legal councils, interdimensional free world councils, Starfleet, Space Force, Alliances, Starseeds, Away Teams, Q, the Q Team, and the Anons, Radiant Guardian and Radiant Glory Fleets, Alliance Military, Military Fighting and Rescuing in the Dumbs, the Silver Legion, Heavenly Hosts, all those known by this court for their dedication and bravery as they fight in this war against the enemies. We thank this heavenly high court for providing this divine light, holy council, an opportunity to perceive a future reality by knowing the past and moving forward with a purpose to educate, lead, and make right that which was not of the light and vibration with the one true living God of all creations. This is the great war between good and evil. We decree and declare that God Creator has won. And I'm going to read the Bible quotes. This is my St. Thomas show for all of those that love my brother Yeshua. This is Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And Proverbs 21:31, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. The victory belongs to us. This is paradise. Let's see. I'm getting ready. Sheila, do you have anything we missed today?
I have nothing to add to that. I think
Oh.
the show covered quite a great span of things.
Well, it was nice for you to join me, and we missed Rob, so we look forward to seeing him maybe next Sunday on a Lucky Charm. We have yet to hear from Charm just to confirm that we're coming on next Sunday's show. And then next Sunday on a project review with Q, we are taking calls, and I would love to hear about anybody else coming for gatherings or coming to retreats, someone creating one, someone wants to come to one that's already created. I know a few of them going on. So if you'd like to get signed up to meet with some other people who are also creating their own paradises. That it's time. It's time to come together. It's time to gather. And I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to partying with you. I am traveling around the country and getting to know many, many, many of my soulmates. BBS, that's a wrap. Love, love, love.
Every system starts to fade. day emerges from the night. You don't need a crown or throne. You were never not your own. Every answer that you seek lives within, it's yours to speak. Feel it rising. Feel it now. Welcome to a sing-tong show.